Escape by Barbara Guest. After so many hours spent in the room, one wonders what the room will do, whether speech or action will be first, and whether the weather will be first to begin. Such long inaction is unnatural, but why should it happen to you when outside the street has silver cars, all unoccupied, equipped and ready for departure? Even the kitchens are ready with pans and the dishes for something heretofore unplanned. The people who pass whisper and stare, then say, "House?" Why not accept the waiting and forego the known? After all, occupancy is only a matter of making up one's mind. The silver cars are square, and the room is long. Interruption would be different in a car. It would come on the road, like trees and fern, like the flowers whose names have been learned, or sandwiches made in layers. The friction would be brief and quickly swallowed. Not people, not the stranger with a listening heart or the girl without a mind, not person. The encroachment would be barely visible. It would happen on a side road, a detour, or a highway cut by mistake. You would wipe it off the windshield and be ready for the next advance. After all, this house is old. How many people come creeping after the spider upstairs? Some with bags and some with baskets, all going nowhere. They only want to settle under the roof like pigeons, quarter their young, and prepare for the future. But you are different. You have watched the vanishing of the separate ghosts. You have seen over the banister the disappearance even of those who tried to remain. You should not wait for the walls to speak. Go into the bathroom, turn on the faucet, and swim into the street.